The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says annual inflation reached 7.5% last month, the highest rate in 40 years, due to strong consumer demand and pandemic-related supply constraints. The cost of food was driven higher by double-digit increases in the cost of meat and eggs. That also pushed restaurant prices up, including an 8% jump in fast food prices. Ongoing protests involving truckers in Ottawa have forced car makers, including Ford and GM, to scale back production at several of their plants in the U.S. and Canada. The protests against COVID-19 vaccine mandates have disrupted commercial truck traffic at the Ambassador Bridge, a key U.S.-Canada trade route that connects Detroit with Windsor, Ontario. And Twitter posted lower-than-expected quarterly profits, blaming higher expenses as it added staff and increased marketing. But the company says it was able to largely dodge the impact of privacy changes put in place by Apple that have hurt other big tech companies like Facebook parent Meta. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.